96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. On this Medical Monday, we take a look at colon cancer. March is National Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, and we're asking, why is this such a severe health issue in the Black community? Joining me to talk about this are Dr. Andrew Sanderson, Chief of Gastroenterology at Howard University Hospital, Michael Sapienza. He is president of the Chris for Life Colon Cancer Foundation, and Mauricia Potts. She is the marketing director for the organization. Everyone here at this table, including myself, has been touched in some way by colorectal cancer, and that's why it's such a critical issue. So if you want to talk about this, if you have any questions, if you have any comments, give us a call at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Thank you all for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Okay, let me first kind of get a working definition of colorectal cancer. Dr. Sanderson, please.
So colon cancer is a condition or disease where there's a growth of tissue which shouldn't normally be in the colon, which becomes unregulated. It gets bigger and bigger. Polyps are the common term that we use. Those polyps over time will turn into a tumor or a cancer, which can spread throughout the body and cause disease and death.
Mm-hmm. And this is potentially a deadly disease, is it not?
It's absolutely a deadly disease, and all Americans are at risk. You have about a 1 in 20 chance. I know you know 19 other people, Harold. A 1 in 20 chance of coming down with colorectal cancer if you're not properly screened.
Mm-hmm.
The beauty is that it's also a very preventable disease, which is why this month we dedicate time to looking at colorectal cancer screening.
Well, we appreciate you coming in. Chris for Life is about Chris Sapienza. Michael, that your mother.
Correct.
Tell me that story briefly.
Sure, absolutely. So, you know, I was actually, I think I was mentioning this before I got on, but I was a musician in my former life.
Mm-hmm.
And I was living and working in Miami Beach, Florida, playing the trumpet. And I got a call one day from both of my parents saying, you know, Michael, we have a little bit of a bump in the road. And, you know, basically that bump in the road was my mom being diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer. And this was October of 2006. And unfortunately, my mom did lose her battle with colon cancer on Mother's Day in 2009. And it was something that our family obviously took, you know, very personally. I mean, for me, you know, seeing my mother go through this pain, you know, before she passed, I think was the hardest part. Watching her actually pass was, I mean, I don't want to say natural, but she, you know, she did. But it was the pain that really stuck with me, and it has been the motivation not only for me but for our entire family to come together, create this organization, and now we're the second largest colon cancer advocacy organization in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, doing some pretty incredible things to help raise awareness for this disease.
I want to talk about that a little bit later on in the program, including an event that's going to be in D.C. Coming up just this week, and I promise I will share that with our listeners. But also, Mauricia, you lost an aunt.
Yes, I lost my aunt. She had diagnosed with colon cancer stage 2,
mm-hmm.
But unfortunately she ended up passing of another cancer. However, she did get checked and had to go through the whole process, and Michael mentioned about the pain and going through chemo and radiation. And it was a little difficult battle because my family doesn't like to talk about when someone's sick.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so it took a lot to kind of pull that information out and raise awareness.
And I want to talk about that too, because in full disclosure, you didn't want to talk about this at first, but you know, you've been gracious enough and brave enough to come on and share your family story, and so certainly I want you to have an opportunity. And even, you know, Dr. Sanderson, certainly you're a physician and you deal with this issue, but it's also touched you personally. You lost your father.
Absolutely. Definitely a heartbreaking thing to remember. I lost my father, or he was diagnosed actually during my training when I was learning to become a gastroenterologist. And part of the problem is that many patients wait until too late. They refuse to believe that they're sick, and they ignore symptoms which are harbingers of a worse disease. So my father, for instance, had bleeding, but he thought that he had hemorrhoids. Mm-hmm. And it was very, very difficult to convince him to have a colonoscopy. And I thank God for my wife, because she actually told me to tell him he already had an appointment and that I would go with him. And that was the only way that we got him to actually have his colonoscopy that found the colon cancer.
What's the difference between the polyps and hemorrhoids? Do they look the same? Might they perhaps even feel the same?
So usually you won't feel anything from polyps.
I see.
Hemorrhoids are the most distal part in the rectum, so sometimes when patients wipe, they can feel hemorrhoids, which are bogginess, like a little bump.
Mm-hmm.
But no, the symptoms from hemorrhoids and polyps are completely different.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, please.
So whenever I have patients, I always ask them whether or not they've noticed any bleeding, whether they've had any abdominal pain, if they've had any weight loss. And those are symptoms which suggest that they need a colon cancer screening test or a colonoscopy much earlier.
Mm. Who is at risk, and why does this appear to be a more severe situation for the African-American community?
So everybody is at risk. Unfortunately, African-Americans have a higher incidence and a higher mortality from colorectal cancer.
Why is
and
that?
And we're still trying to look at all of the factors which go along with that. Some of it is behavior. So we look at the type of foods that we eat, whether they're high in content of red meat and low in fruits and vegetables, whether or not there's a lot of physical activity. Those type of behaviors put you at higher risk for colon cancer. Is it something in the environment? Many African-Americans live in metropolitan areas, which may put you in contact with more toxins? Or is it socioeconomic? Do patients have insurance so that they can go to see a healthcare provider and get the test done?
We're going to talk more about this, including the test and why some people are uncomfortable with it. We're also going to talk about communicating and how you can make sure that family members who may be at risk or wanting to perhaps ignore this issue need to really pay attention. When we come back, we're also going to go to the phone lines at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're discussing colorectal cancer tonight. My guests are Dr. Andrew Sanderson, Chief of Gastroenterology at Howard University Hospital, Michael Sapienza, President of the Chris for Life Colon Cancer Foundation, and Marisa Potts. She is the Marketing Director. All of us here at the table, including myself, touched in some way by colorectal cancer. If you have a question or comment, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Jerome, calling from Washington, D.C. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Okay, how you doing?
Doing just fine, thanks.
Okay, I have a comment. February 2009, I was diagnosed with colon cancer. And the only reason why I found out was because I get a physical every year on my birthday. So when I was 45, I went to my doctor, had my physical exam. I was actually on my way out of the door and stopped and told the doctor, oh, I have one more question. What is it when you see blood in your stool sometimes? And she called me back and said, well, it could be hemorrhoids. It could be a few things. But after she checked for hemorrhoids, she sent me over to have a colonoscopy, and that colonoscopy was on a Tuesday, and that Friday I was called and told that I had colon cancer.
Mm.
And it's I've been cancer free ever since 2009, but I thank my doctor that, one, I got in there early. I didn't really know the symptoms at the time. Being 45 years old, I really didn't, you know what the symptoms of colon cancer were. But I was told that I, one, got in there very, very early. I didn't need chemo. I didn't need radiation. All I had to do was have the surgery to remove it. I had to wear, you know, the ostomy bag for a couple of months. But I just want to say that you can save your own life, especially I try to tell black men, don't always wait until you're 50 to get these checkups. You know, you have to kind of have a knowledge of your own body. We don't, we as people know our bodies better than anybody.
Well, Jerome, thank you. I appreciate your comment, and I'm so glad that you are in good health, and I certainly wish you all the best as you continue to stay cancer-free. I wanted to briefly ask Michael, during the break, you were talking about fear. Tell me briefly about that, please.
Sure, yeah. So the number one reason for people not getting screened is kind of what Jerome was saying, is, you know, people are fearful. They're fearful of finding out whether they may have the disease. They're fearful of what the test is like. And, you know, I just want to make clear, too, for African Americans, the recommended age for screening is actually 45. So, you know, not American Cancer Society and some other groups, you know, not everybody has bought into that, but we're firmly, Chris for Life is behind this age 45 for African Americans getting screened.
And Michael, the organization is Chris4life.org. And coming up March 22nd, I believe that is this weekend.
Sunday.
Sunday. Yeah. Tell me about Scope It Out. And we'll talk about the whole scope thing on the other side. But please go right ahead.
Yeah,
briefly.
Absolutely. So we'll be welcoming between 3,500 and 4,000 people to Freedom Plaza. It's called the Scope It Out 5K. We have about 70% walkers. So don't feel bad if you necessarily aren't, you know, an Olympic athlete to run the 5K. But, you know, we'll welcome around 3,000 to 4,000 people in Freedom Plaza to, you know, raise awareness for colorectal cancer.
And there it is. It's Chris, the number 4life.org. I'm going to post that, on WHUR.com after the program. But we're going to take a quick break. If you're on the line, including Barbara, John, and Reggie, stay with us. We will take your phone calls as we talk more about colorectal cancer, how you can address this issue. We're also going to talk about the exam. We have to. It's really, really important. So the Daily Drum will continue on WHUR. It'll continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just a few seconds.